I'll read the text. You can kindly repeat after me. The purport is quite long, about 5 pages. Elaborate purport given by Srila Prabhupada. So we all carefully read this and listen to the purport, and later we discuss. Satya vratam satya param trisatyam. Okay, read. Satya vratam satya param trisatyam. Satya vratam satya param trisatyam. Satyasya yonim nihitam cha satye. Satyasya satyamrta satya netram. Satyatmakam tvam sharanam prapanna. Word to word meaning, translation and purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Satyavratam, the personality of Godhead who never deviates from his vow. Satyaparam, who is the absolute truth as stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam Param Dhimahi. Trisatyam, he is always present as the absolute truth before the creation of the cosmic manifestation, during its maintenance, and even after its annihilation. Satyasya, of all relative truths which are emanations from the absolute truth, Krishna. Yonim, the cause. Nihitam, entered. Cha, and Satye, in the factors that create this material world, namely the 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Satyasya, of all that is accepted as the truth, Satyam, the Lord is the original truth. Rita Satya Netram, he is the origin of whatever truth is pleasing, Sunetram. Satya Atmakam, everything pertaining to the Lord is truth, Sat Chit Ananda. His body is truth, his knowledge is truth, his pleasure is truth. Tvam, unto you, O Lord. Sharanam, offering our full surrender. Prapanna, we are completely under your protection. Translation. The demigods prayed, O Lord, you never deviate from your vow, which is always perfect, because whatever you decide is perfectly correct and can't be stopped by anyone. Being present in the 3 phases of cosmic manifestation, creation, maintenance, and annihilation, you are the supreme truth. Indeed, unless one is completely truthful, one cannot achieve your favor, which therefore cannot be achieved by hypocrites. You are the active principle, the real truth, in all the ingredients of creation, and therefore you are known as Antaryami, the inner force. You are equal to everyone, and your instructions apply for everyone, for all time. You are the beginning of all truth. Therefore, offering our obeisances, we surrender unto you. Kindly give your protection. Purport. The demigods or devotees know perfectly well that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the true substance, whether within the material world or in the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam begins therefore with the words Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Satyam Param Dhimahi. Vasudeva, Krishna, is the Param Satyam, the Supreme Truth. The Supreme Truth can be approached or understood by the Supreme Method as declared by the Supreme Truth. Bhaktiya Mam Abhijananti. Bhakti, devotional service, is the only way to understand the Absolute Truth. For protection, therefore, the demigods surrender to the Supreme Truth, not to the relative truth. There are persons who worship various demigods, but the Supreme Truth, Krishna, declares in Bhagavad Gita, Antavatta phalam tesham tadbhavat yalpamedasam. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods and their fruits are limited and temporary. Worship of demigods may be useful for a limited time, but the result is antavat, perishable. This material world is impermanent. The demigods are impermanent, and the benedictions derived from the demigods are also impermanent. Whereas the living entity is eternal, nityo nityana. Every living entity, therefore, must search for eternal happiness, not temporary happiness. The words Satyam Param Dhimahi indicate that one should search for absolute truth, not the relative truth. While offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimhadeva, Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasya Neha. Generally, it is understood that the protectors for a child are his parents, but this is not actually the fact. The real protector is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Taptasya Tat. The sloka is there. We have a very long purport, so I am cutting short of that. If neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a child, despite the presence of his parents, will suffer. And a diseased person, despite all medical help, will die. In this material world, where there is struggle for existence, men have invented many means for protection. But these are useless if the Supreme Personality of Godhead rejects them. Therefore, the demigods purposefully say, Satyatmikam, real protection can be obtained from you, O Lord, and therefore we surrender unto you. The Lord demands that one surrenders unto him, and he further says, if one surrenders unto me sincerely, saying, My Lord, from this day, I am fully surrendered unto you. I always give him protection. That is my vow. Ramayana Yuddhakanda 1833. The demigods offered their prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he had now appeared in the womb of his devotee Devaki to protect all devotees harassed by Kamsa and his lieutenants. Thus, the Lord acts as Satyavrata. The protection given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be compared to the protection given by the demigods. It is said that Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but when Lord Ramachandra went to kill him, Lord Shiva could not give him protection. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada and followed by many other demigods, had now invisibly appeared in the house of Kamsa. They began to pray for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in select prayers which are very pleasing to the devotees and which award fulfillment of devotional desires. The first words they spoke acclaimed that the Lord is true and true to his vow. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna descends upon this material world just to protect the pious and destroy impious. That is his woe. The demigods could understand that the Lord had taken his residence within the womb of Devaki to fulfill this woe. They were very glad that the Lord was appearing to fulfill his mission, and they addressed him as Satyam Param, or the Supreme Absolute Truth. Everyone is searching after the truth. This is the philosophical way of life. The demigods give information that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishna. One who becomes fully Krishna conscious can attain Absolute Truth. Krishna is the Absolute Truth. Relative Truth is not truth at all in all the three phases of eternal time. Time is divided into past, present and future. Krishna is truth always, past, present and future. In the material world, everything is being controlled by Supreme Time in the course of past, present and future. But before the creation, Krishna was existing, and when there is creation, everything is resting in Krishna. And when this creation is finished, Krishna will remain. Therefore, he is Absolute Truth in all circumstances. If there is any truth within this material world, it emanates from the Supreme Truth, Krishna. If there is any opulence within this material world, the cause of opulence is Krishna. If there is any reputation within this material world, the cause of reputation is Krishna. If there is any strength within this material world, the cause of such strength is Krishna. If there is any wisdom and education within this material world, the cause of such wisdom and education is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the source of all relative truths. Prabhupada explains very, very nicely. Further, Prabhupada explains so nicely. Kindly listen. Devotees, therefore, following the footsteps of Lord Brahma, pray Govindam Adipurusham, worshipping Adipurusha, the Supreme Truth. Govinda. Everything, everywhere is performed in terms of three principles: Jnana Bala Kriya, knowledge, strength and activity. In every field, if there is not full knowledge, full strength and full activity, an endeavor is never successful. Therefore, if one wants success in everything, one must be backed by these three principles. In Vedas, there is statement about Supreme Personality of Godhead, Natasya Karyam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't need to do anything personally, or for he has such potencies that anything he wants done will be done perfectly well through the control of material nature. Similarly, those who are engaged in the service of the Lord are not meant to struggle for existence. The devotees who are fully engaged in spreading the Krishna conscious movement, more than 10,000 men and women all over the world, have no steady or permanent occupation. Yet, we actually see that they are maintained very opulently. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:22, for those who worship me in devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I carry to them what they lack and preserve what they have. The devotees have no anxiety over what will happen next, where they will stay, where they will eat, for everything is maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has promised, Kaunteya Pratijanihi, name bhaktya pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. From all the angles of vision, therefore, in all circumstances, if one fully surrenders onto Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no question of one's struggle for existence. In this connection, the commentary by Sripada Madhvacharya, who quotes from Tantra Bhagavata is very meaningful, explaining the words Satyasya Yonim. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna is the avatari, the origin of all incarnations. All incarnations are the absolute truth, yet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the origin of all incarnations. There may be many lamps, Deepaarchireva. There may be many lamps, all equal in power, yet there is a first lamp, second lamp, and third lamp, and so on. Similarly, there are many incarnations which are compared to lamps, but the first lamp, the original personality of Godhead, is Krishna. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Vajami. The demigods must offer worship in obedience to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but one might argue that since the Supreme Personality of Godhead was within the womb of Devaki, he was coming into material body. Why then should he be worshipped? Why should one make a distinction between an ordinary living entity and Supreme Personality of Godhead? These questions are answered in the following verses. Prabhupada very nicely explains this. We have to read again and again. Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnananjana Sarakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Truthfulness is required, needed for getting the mercy of Krishna. If one is not fully truthful, he will not get the mercy. That's what here again and again it is stated. That's why hypocrites, they think something, they display something outside, they write something, they think something else. This is hypocrisy. Hey Krishna, I surrender unto you. But he surrenders to somebody, some other devata, some other demigod, for getting some material benefits. That is hypocrisy. Krishna knows everything, because Krishna is sitting inside the heart of every living entity, not only man, not only in me, in you, in bacteria, in virus, in an elephant, in an ant, everywhere. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. He knows what your ideals are, what you are actually thinking, and what you are displaying. Hypocrisy doesn't attract the mercy of Krishna. So we have to be absolutely clear that we have to be fully truthful. When Draupadi actually was being disrobed, Vastrapahan was taking place, Draupadi goes to the king, and Draupadi goes to so many, Dronacharya, and all the great Pitamaha, Bhishma Dev. Though she was remembering Krishna, but she was going to each one of them for the protection. And when Dushasan, when nobody was helping, Dushasan was using all his force to disrobe, take away the sari, by pulling out the sari, She was praying, "Hey Krishna, please protect me." But she was protecting. She was saying, "Yes, I can. I can." She was holding. When she could see that Dushyasan is using all his force and she is totally helpless, with total heart and mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, she prays, "Hey Krishna, it is up to you now. If you want to save me, kindly save me." Krishna immediately comes. Krishna shows mercy when we are totally truthful. If we do some sort of drama, we may convince, we may gain some material benefit of great name outside to the material world, not to Krishna. Because Krishna knows everything what is going on in our heart. He is placed, he is sitting, very happily he is watching. Sarvasya chaham sanivishta. That's why we should be extremely clear in our approach in Krishna consciousness. For namesake, for fame's sake, if anybody performs the devotional service, that doesn't get any favor from Krishna. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita 16:6, "Dvau bhuta swargo lokesmen daiva asura eva cha." All living entities can be divided into two parts, only two: daiva, asura, either divine qualities or demonic qualities. There is nothing in between. The divine qualities, Krishna explains very elaborately. Abhayam. So he starts with fearlessness and all that. And the demonic qualities, if we should try to actually understand the demonic qualities make the person a hypocrite. So the demonic qualities, Krishna explains very clearly. Dambo darpo bhimanasya. So it starts with pride. I am the one who has got the strength. Nobody else is having. Darpa, the arrogance. Dambo darpa abhimanasya. Then it goes on. Krodha, the anger. Paurishya, very harsh words. They don't talk in a very nice way. They always try to hurt others, showing how great they are. So these qualities, if anybody is possessing, they can never approach, they can never get the mercy of Krishna. We have to analyze ourselves and see where we actually stand. In the purport of Dambo Darpo Bhimanasya 16:4 of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains very nicely, very short purport. I will just read, you all kindly listen. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. Dambo darpo vimanasya kodha paurishyamevacha. The demonic want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they don't follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or so much of wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others and demand respectability, although they don't command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly, not gently. They don't know what should be done, what should not be done. They do everything whimsically according to their own desire. They do not recognize any authority. Prabhupada explains so nicely. These demonic qualities are taken on by them from the beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers. And as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities. So we have to check ourselves. Maybe some or many or all of them. I check myself. Yes, many, many are present in me. So I pray to Krishna, please give me your mercy so that I come out of this. Krishna explains in 15:7, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanadanha. All these souls or all living entities are Krishna's eternal part and parcels. Here in this purport, it is very clearly explained by Srila Prabhupada, the soul is eternal. And that is why the soul is in search of eternal happiness. This logic, this fundamental point, we have to clearly understand. The soul is searching for eternal happiness because the soul itself is eternal. Soul cannot be destroyed, it is eternal. Now, the mind and senses, they gather these sense objects and they think that by enjoying these material pleasures, we get the pleasure. They misguide the soul and they make him to roam again and again and again and again in the Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi cycle, in the birth, death, disease and old age cycle, again and again. The mind actually will get lot of different ambitions, wishes. Krishna explains in 270 of Bhagavad Gita, Apuryamana machala pratishtam samudra mapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti na kamagami. So many ideas will be coming, just like the rivers are moving and entering into the sea. The sea is calm. If you also maintain in the same way, keeping yourself calm in spite of getting different ideas which are against Krishna, which are against the rules and regulations, Krishna says you will be getting. You will get. So if you are disturbed and if you try to fulfill those desires, your peace is lost. You are in this material world forever. So when these ideas are entering, just be calm. Don't act on them. The ideas which are against Krishna, the ideas which are against the dharma. So, but actually what will happen is, after getting these ideas, if somebody is contemplating on that, he may not be fulfilling, he may not be even trying, but if he is contemplating, if he is thinking, yeah, possibly we may do like this, yes, this icha, this wish, that wish. These wishes are carried from one body to another body, just like the air carries the aroma of the flowers. If air is passing through this aroma, the aroma of the flowers are coming. If the air is passing through roses, rose is coming. If air passes through drainage smell comes. Similarly, these ideas are passed from one body to another body. And Krishna explains in 15:9, Stotram Chakshus Parshanancha Rasanam Granameva Chach. The Stotram, the ears, according to those desires, ears, Stotram Chakshu, the eyes are formed, eyes and all the these sense objects or the senses are actually formed, they are made according to that desire, to make the person to enjoy those desires. And he is again and again in the same cycle of birth and death. It is never ending. Once he gets the human body, again he keeps on getting different desires. He contemplates, he thinks that, yes, I should enjoy so many things which are prohibited, but the ideas are coming, though he is not performing, but still ideas are coming. These ideas remain, and these ideas will be carried from one body to another body, and the body gets the same type of the eyes, ears and all the limbs to achieve those desires. Krishna explains in this. So, if we are getting this, what actually we have to do? Great sages failed to control the senses. We have seen many, many cases. Vishwamitra, he was performing such great austerity when Menaka came. Menaka, they are the prostitute in the heaven. When she came, this fellow, simply with the sound of the ankles of Menaka, this fellow was, Vishwamitra, was in very great, deep tapasya, performing the austerity. But he was disturbed. The senses are very, very strong. Coming out of the senses is very difficult, we have seen. So, the clue actually is also given in our Shastras. 422-39 of Srimad Bhagavatam gives Yatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karmashayam graditam udgradayanti santa tadvanna riktamatayo yatayo piruddha sroto ganastadam aranam bhaja vasudevam. The great yogis, the great jnanis, they fail to control the senses. But the bhaktas, the devotees, they can control, because they bhaja vasudeva, they do worship to Krishna. They always remember Krishna. Once they are remembering Krishna, they get the transcendental pleasure, transcendental bliss. They enjoy the transcendental bliss, and these desires, the sense desires, the sense gratification things will slowly, one by one, they are uprooted from the deep, deep, deep inside. They are taken out. It is proved by all our acharyas that this is the only way to come out of this janma mrityu jara vyadhi cycle, by uprooting all our desires, material desires, and making the desires as the desires for Krishna. Only when we are desiring for Krishna, these material desires will go away. If we are desiring for our own thing again and again, forgetting Krishna, then we can never come out of this. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita 4.165 of Adi Leela, Mahaprabhu explains what is the difference between the love and lust. Atmendriya Preeti. Atmendriya Preeti Icha Tare Bali Kama. Krishnendriya Preeti Vancha Tare Prema Nama. Atmendriya Preeti Icha, that is lust. Atmendriya Preeti. Whatever things done for sense gratification, for satisfying the senses, anything which is performed for satisfying the senses, that is kama, the lust. It is never prema. And anything done for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is prema. A simple definition. So, if we analyze ourselves, if I am doing the japa, if I am doing chanting, whether it is for me or for, because so many people are sitting, oh, if I don't do like this, then japa, people may think something to satisfy others or to show that I am doing such nice japa. No. That is for whose satisfaction you are doing? Atmendriya Preeti or Krishnendriya Preeti? Atmendriya Preeti, it is lust. And lust leads to misery only. It will never give any sort of happiness. It only leads to misery, lust. So, we have to analyze at every step, whatever I am doing, is it for the pleasure of Krishna or it is for my own pleasure? If it turns out to be my own pleasure, then those activities we have to rectify ourselves. Those are of no use. Particularly, in the devotional activity, whether it is book distribution, we definitely get the result. Result is definitely assured, but not 100%. If I am doing so that I gain something, no, I am doing for the pleasure of my spiritual master. I am doing for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. When we are doing that, then full results are obtained. If we have any, even 1% of our own desire, no, the result is actually, it doesn't fit in the definition of prema, it fits in the definition of kama, the lust. Atmendriya Preeti, Krishnendriya Preeti. This we have to be extremely clear. Actually, we quote one story which some of you might have heard here in Vrindavan, in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes, but it is worth to repeat again and hear again. There was a king who was solving all administrative problems very, very quickly, very efficient king. One day, one of his informers come to him and he informs, "King, there is problem in your prison. In the prison which you have created, there are problems. Kindly sort out them." King says, "Today I am going to the prison to sort out all the issues. Whatever desires they have, whatever they want, I am going to fulfill them. Announce it in the prison." The prison head calls all the prisoners. "All of you come over here. King is visiting today. All of you line up. You are telling me again and again. Now you tell the king. King will immediately reply and solve your problem, fulfill your desire. Be short, be brief, and explain calmly." King arrives. All the prisoners, they are lined up. One by one, they start explaining. "Oh King, see my plate. This plate I am using for my food. You see, so many dents are there. So many holes are there. When I go for taking the dal, half of the dal is gone inside, gone down. This is the plate which I am using." King looks, "Oh yeah. New plates for all of them." All say, "Long live the king. Maharaj ki jai." One fellow at the middle, he says, "Why are you asking all this? I told you. You ask, why are you asking? What is the use?" They all say, We are getting all nice things we will be getting. And you say, "Why are you asking?" All push him back to the lost. He goes at the end of the line. Now the next man says, "Hey King, look at my blanket. The winter is so severe and there are so many holes. I put it, you see, my whole body is coming inside that hole. Such a big hole. King, you see?" And he says, Yeah. "New blankets for all the prisoners." All prisoners shout, "Long live King." That man shouts again from the back, "What is the use of this? Why are you asking? We are getting so many things. You see, what is the use? King looks at the end of the queue. One fellow is shouting, "What is the use? Why are you asking?" Now the next man again comes and says, "My room is so bad, you see, stinking." King says, "Okay, paint them. Paint all the rooms." Like that, water is not good. This is not good. That is not good. Then all are over. The last fellow came. King says, "Now you tell me. You have been shouting, what is the use? What is the use? Huh?" You are getting so many facilities and all are happy, everyone is happy. You are the only fellow who says, what is the use? What is the use? Now you tell me. Oh, king, if you allow me, I will. Yes, you are allowed. Tell, what is your desire? King, please release me from the jail. Please release me from this prison. I followed your rules and regulations thoroughly. King looks at him and declares, this fellow is the most intelligent person. Release only this person. All others, they have been given so many facilities. Give them double work. If they don't perform, give double beatings. Everyone says, already whatever work is being given, we are not able to do it. We are getting beatings. And with these things, we are going to get beating every day punishment only. We have lost the opportunity. That man was released and he goes. In this material world, our position is identical. Identical. We are after material pleasures, thinking that we are going to stay here and those material things, car, house, wife, children, name, fame, bank balance, they are going to stay with us or they are going to come with us. It is absolute foolishness. So we have to analyze ourselves, come out of these material desires and desire all the desires for Krishna. The best way of coming out is the devotional service, as we have seen in 422-39. By doing the devotional service, the material desires one by one will go out. And listening to Krishna's leelas, all these become chanting, listening to Krishna's leelas, performing various types of devotional activities. Shrinvatam Swakada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hudayanta Syokya Badrani Vidinoti Suhutsatam. Krishna himself, who is there inside the heart, inside everyone's heart, he sees, he listens that this man is very carefully doing all the things and he is listening to various leelas, various pastimes. So Krishna will take care to clear the obstacles. Clean the heart. He takes the lead to clean the heart. So, we have to perform the devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna. And the devotional service starts with taking the name of Krishna, taking the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I will stop here. Whatever questions, if you have, you can kindly ask so that we can discuss. A few minutes is there. Please. We have the microphone. Okay, you can ask, I think. Today this is missing. Okay. Okay, Prabhuji, please ask. What you say is right. Ete sham chakala upamsam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. He is the root of all the avatars. Yeah. Yeah.
Krishna is avatar.
Avatar.
In a sense, it is nine avatars. Only Krishna avatar, he is Krishna avatar, he comes as.
Correct. Krishna himself is descending. Krishna, the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, himself. Krishnastu Bhagavan, Swayam. Swayam, he comes now. He is coming. Yeah, yeah. Correct. Yeah, you are right. Good comment. Any other questions, Prabhu? Please, comments. Yeah. Oh, this is missing. That's what, when we read this one, no, the purport here, the qualities of demonic. Actually, there are two only, either divine or demonic. Demonic, they perform certain things whimsically as per their own desire, for my satisfaction. Many times we see, for my satisfaction I am chanting. Not for your satisfaction. It is for satisfying Krishna. It is for the pleasure of Krishna. The activities ought to be performed for the pleasure of Krishna. That's why we should take this simple, very clear definition given in Chaitanya Charitamrita 4.165 Adi Leela. Atmendriya Priti Icha Tare Balikama Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dhare Prema Nama. You all can repeat after me. Atmendriya Priti Icha Tare Balikama Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dhare Prema Nama. You can see comfortably at your place of stay. 4.165 Chaitanya Charitamritam Adi Leela. Very nicely Prabhupada gives the purport also. Any other questions? Okay Prabhupada. We don't have the microphone, some problem missing. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhu.
Thank you for your
very nice. Oh, you are so kind to say.
I think you speak only for pure devotee class. You must become full, truthful, full, clear. Every desire for Krishna is only for pure devotee.
Yes.
Maybe have something more. Maybe if you devote, you know, everybody is pure.
Yes. Yeah, that's all. Prema and Kama.
Maybe have something which would you
good.
Doing some
service. So, so I mean the activities which are performed, if it is for Krishna, it becomes totally prema. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll discuss. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai.